Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is your boy Cal Ripken, Bay Area Zone, kicking it with Miss Kane, the mouth of the South, raw and uncut at Blog Talk Radio. Let's show them how we do things.
Well, what's going on, people? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Miss Kane Show, giving you the business live, raw and uncut on this cold, wintry freaking night. Yes. Anyway. I hope that everyone is doing okay and feeling okay, doing great, and that's what it is. Joining me is my lovely co-host, as always, to help give y'all the business as well, is Miss Tammy Jones Gill. How you doing, Miss Gill?
I'm doing great. What's up, everybody?
Oh, well, people, we're going to try to be serious around this thing tonight. We're going to be talking about the fate of Bobby Christina. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I done heard so much stuff surrounding this whole situation, Tammy. You know, before I get into that, I'm going to just press pause right there. Girl, did you see in the headlines that Warren Sapp had got arrested for prostitution?
Yeah, I saw that.
Him and
what was he thinking?
Okay, first of all, him and what's the little dude's name that used to be on the Moesha show? Moesha, little brother.
Oh, what is the guy's name?
They both was in the area at the same damn time, and that dude, he was following too closely to the police or some shit, and they stopped him, and I guess he failed a breathalyzer. His breathalyzer test was like 1.09, and they found some weed or something in the car. But, honey, these folks know they crazy, Tammy. But,
yeah.
What's up with the boy?
Yeah, his name is Marcus Polk. Yeah, he was arrested in Scottsdale, Arizona over the weekend. Busted for DUI and drugs.
Have mercy. They talking about Warren. Well, I mean, God, I don't, you know, I really don't know what to say about these damn celebrities, you know what I'm saying? Because really, nigga, and then the prostitutes are the one who called the fucking police, talking about he was in there beat up on them or some shit. Oh, my God, have mercy. I'm going to need y'all chillers to get it together. But anyway, we're going to have to cut this show a little. We're going to end in 30 minutes tonight. We ain't doing overtime, goddammit. I'm sorry, people. I got to be up at 4-something in the morning. My surgery's tomorrow. I hope that everything goes okay so I can come back in a month's time. It might not even be a month, but when I feel up to it, to give y'all some more of this business that we always give y'all, juicy gossip, all that shit. So keep your girl in your prayers and shit. Have mercy. But anyway, getting into the story about Christina, like I told y'all last night, we was going to hold off on some of the stuff that we was going to be talking about. Well, Tammy, you ain't going to believe this. I seen a story, and I'm really trying not to roll with too much shit that I done heard, because you never know what's true and what's not true. Yes, I am in radio, but some things I try not to just run straight off the motherfucking bat with. You don't run with everything that you fucking hear. I'm just not that type of person. I mean, I'm just not, but if it's some juicy shit, and I know it's some truth to that shit, then yeah, I'm going to give y'all ass some motherfucking business on it. That's what it is. But anyway, they said that, okay, basically that she's brain dead. Now, I've seen some stories that she had opened her eyes and all of that stuff, you know, and then she had some eye movement, whoop, 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 whoop. But I read a comment from somebody that was, I guess, knows a lot about the brain, and they had a family member or something to go through the same type of situation, kind of something similar. But anyway, mm-hmm. said that basically her body is shedding out, that she's not recovering, that she's actually dying off.
because that's what happens when you get ready to die, is that you start to, your body starts to do, go through some type of shit, and you will open your eyes and have movement of the eyes, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to recover. It means that you, your body is just getting ready to accept the fact that you're fit to die. I don't want Bobby Christina to die. However, it's not looking good for her. It's really not. She was left up, I mean, she was up underwater for, you know, 2 to 5 minutes too long. And if she do recover, she's going to have some significant brain damage. Basically, what I get from it is that she's going to be in a basically like a vegetable state. And I know Bobby, Bobby Brown, he gave a statement that basically he wants people to respect their family privacy. And he thanked everybody for the prayers, and also the family, they went on to say the same thing. But get a load of this. The ultimate decision was supposed to have came down to Nick, because her and Nick supposed to have been husband and wife. And if she dies, they claiming that he will inherit $100 million because, you know what I'm saying, that they married. But now stories is surfacing that Bobby Brown's attorney saying that Bobby Christina and Nick never did get married. So, Taylor, I don't know. What you think?
Yeah, I mean, I was hearing the same thing. You know, at first they said that she was showing some kind of progress, and then they said that the family said that she's still fighting for her life, and then I heard today they had moved her to another type of hospital. Facility, and like you said, that, you know, they were saying that she was in that water for too long, and she had suffered a lot of damage. And I also heard that too, that she and her so-called husband was never married. I also heard this, that the new hospital that they transferred to, now they're saying that the Houstons are arguing with the Browns on which family gets to see her. I read something where they're arguing on who gets to see her, which is kind of crazy because they shouldn't even be doing that at the time. It's like they just can't agree on anything. So it's not looking good. And they shouldn't be arguing. They shouldn't be fighting. They shouldn't be saying, well, who should see who or who have the right to see. That's crazy.
Let me ask you something. Do you think that there was not enough in depth? What's the word I want to throw out there? I don't want to say progress, because to me it just wasn't no progress. Do you think that they didn't put in enough effort? I just say it like that, enough effort to try to get her help. I mean, because she appears to be somebody who, I want to be respectful in how I word my shit tonight, because at the end of the day, she is loved by her family, but the moral of the story, it just seems like she might have been a little too difficult to be trying to deal with. Then again, who knows? I mean, I always think that for the ones that come off as you know, appear to be too difficult, there is always somebody that can possibly get to them to make them see things. So do you think that the family did not put in enough effort to try to get her counseling in? Because, you know, the thing about it is, people, everybody keeps talking about, oh, she's still dealing with the death of her mother. She was so close to her mother. She just wants to be with her mother. I think that thing is, well, kind of, sort of, she might have been out of control a little bit. And it comes from what she was seeing growing up. I think that she's seen her parents, yes,
going back to the movie, because you know that's what they said to me, is that the movie, mm-hmm. and I'm going to let you answer the question in a minute. But, you know, people talk about the she seen the movie, she was upset about the movie, the movie put her in some type of state. Okay, mm-hmm. I understand all that. But I do think that, I just don't know, because it's such a hard subject to try to psychoanalyze how somebody feels, and also what they're going through. I can't say I know how she feels, because I don't. I mean, I deal with issues, and we all deal with issues, but it's not the issues that she is dealing with as far as losing her mother. But I don't know. Do you think that the family should have tried to do more?
Absolutely, I think they should have did more, because you know what? We don't even know how long she grieved, you know, because shortly after her mother passed, you know, they had interviewed her, and she said she was fine. She was taking it one day at a time. And then when the movie aired about Whitney Houston, Bobby did that interview right after. He was saying that, you know, she had her good days and she had her bad days. So I don't think she fully recovered. You know, if he's saying that she had good days and bad days, they should have got some kind of help for her. We don't even know if she saw a shrink to help her get over the loss of her mother. There was nothing like that. And, you know, young people always think they're so resilient, that they're really tough, you know, inside and out, but they're really not, especially when you lose a parent, someone that you were so close with. I don't think they did enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a very sad ending to what these people, I just say the legacy of Whitney Houston. Like I said last night, throughout Whitney's career, you know, and maybe not throughout her career, I say maybe the middle part of her career, from what I would be able to understand, because I was young, you feel me, when Whitney came mm-hmm. out. And so, therefore, I can only go by from the time that I seen her when I first discovered Whitney Houston when I was little. And then watching her, I guess, growing up and just watching her, you know, and watching her career, to me, I would say middle part because of the age-wise or whatever. But like I said, I felt back then that with all the drugs and stuff that Whitney was doing, it was just going to be a matter of time, you know what I'm saying, before we would hear about a drug overdose. And when it happened, it's like it was such a fucking shock. Like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's like, damn, did that really happen? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, once we got past the badness of things, seeing Whitney not being able to sing her songs, you know, the massive weight loss, you know, because she wasn't big as a beanpole, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't,
right.
if that makes any sense. She wasn't that big. She was mm-hmm. always a slender woman. So to see her look like one of those children from Africa, forgive me, people, she did. Y'all remember that shit? I ain't the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And she was looking crazy. And I was thinking, okay, now, you know, once she came back and started making music again, I'm like, damn, all right. Okay, Whitney done survive. Woo. You know, she done died, she done. And then shortly after, it seemed like she was getting herself together. Boom. Death.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I was going to say that I also heard some other reports where she was also with a friend who just got arrested for drug possession, and her so-called husband, they went checking in his car, and they found substance drug substance in his car, cocaine. So, like you said, all that drug activity, like you said, a lot of that probably influenced her because she was growing up, because, you know, allegedly with Whitney, with her drug problem, and you know, it was all around her. So, like you were saying, it was just a matter of time where she was just going to gradually
fall in the same path.
And, you know, other speculations have been that, you know, when the police came back out to the house, they did a second search of the house. And the first search, they didn't find any drugs. The second search, they found some drugs. So I got questions. I really do, because I'm trying to fucking figure out, like, okay, she called Nick. They was having, you know, issues with each other. And you know what? I don't like him. He looks like the fucking devil to me. Like, he looked like he's just one of those type of motherfuckers that's just in it to win it. Like, he has a look that I'm always up to something, that I can't be trusted. Like, I just never, you know how you just look at somebody and you like, I don't like their ass. Or you watch how they do and you don't like how they character come off. He's one of those people that when I watched him on the damn show, I didn't like him. I didn't like him on the little, you know, reality show, the Houston's or whatever it was. I didn't like him. Because it seemed like he was one of those people that everything is about him. And then he seemed like he's secretive as hell. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if he come out the closet a couple years down the line, because he strikes me as that type of person. I'm just saying, don't shoot me, I'm just a fucking messenger. But at the end of the day, I just don't like him. But I'm just trying to figure out, like, okay, she called him. If there was no drugs involved, I'm wondering if they're going to do an autopsy. That's what
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they're going to do an autopsy. They're going to do a toxicology report. They're going to do all of that.
So, you know, like I said, I'm trying to figure out, like, what happened? How long was she home by herself before she made the phone call to Nick? How long after she made the phone call was she in the bathtub? Did she just go jump in the damn bathtub and say, fuck it, I'm finna end my life? I mean, I got answers. I got questions.
Yeah, well, you know, according to the report, they said that she was in the house by herself, and Nick came home and found her. He came in there, he found her in the tub with her face in the water.
Yeah, but they said she called him. There was other reports that done came in that she called him and told him that she was about to do something, and that him and a friend rushed home, and they found her in the bathtub.
Okay.
So I'm trying to figure out, like, a lot of shit is not adding up here. And then they talking about the police is looking to try to charge this nigga with murder. I mean, like, again, I must say, people, there is all this stuff is hitting the fucking blogs. I don't know. But what we are trying to figure out is what is the fate of Bobby Christina? Do you see this situation having a good ending to it? Because, you know, everybody, oh, I'm going to listen to prayer warriors. Oh, we got God is good. God has the last say so. Yes, he do. But I'm going to tell y'all something, people, about y'all prayers and shit. Just like for me tomorrow, and I ain't trying to be funny, I'm a realist, riding this motherfucker. If I go tomorrow and have this surgery and I down that goddamn operating table, it was meant for me to leave here. And all the prayers, you know what I'm saying, let's just say something tragically happens and y'all start praying. That don't mean that that's going to bring me back. It does not mean, and I know that might sound a little cold, but it's just the fucking truth. It's the truth. And at this point, you know, unless a miracle happens, I don't see no good outcome to this. I really don't. It is sad to say. I'm sorry. I'm no disrespect to the family. I just think that the family should have been more involved with her, you know what I'm saying, getting her counseling. And let me tell you something, people. Counseling ain't some shit that you go to for a couple months, a couple weeks. Some people, if you look at Lifetime Movie Network, I live over there. I'm sorry. But, and then I do research on things too sometimes. But everybody knows it doesn't take a rocket science to know that sometimes counseling takes fucking years. Because some people, they don't get over situations that easily. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why you, I always tell people, that's why you got a lot of folks that go out here and kill themselves because they do not know how to fucking cope with shit. So they take the easy way out. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't know what to really say. I don't have a lot to damn say with this. I'm just, you know, hoping for the best. And it just seemed like ever since the shit hit the fan about Whitney being on drugs, that family has just went downhill. Real quick, before we finish up this show, take us to our new joint of the night. And people, will be back. We'll be back to discuss a little bit more and to give y'all, you know what I'm saying, the our remaining thoughts of what we think is going to happen. And if you feel like you want to call in, please do 347-327-9526. If you don't, you always can always can archive the show later on at blogtalkradio.com/WhizKane Promotion. Tammy?
All right. Well, this is the new joint of the night. This is TK and Cash, and this is My Right.
My mind right. I had to leave that hoe alone to get my mind right. I had to leave that hoe alone to get my mind right. Yeah. I had to leave that hoe alone to get my mind right. I had to come up on a check to get my mind right. Yeah. I had to get my mind right. Fuck who don't like.
Hey.
My team don't change on me.
No, man.
And that bankroll chasing me. At the top, that's where I'm gonna be. Cause these niggas ain't stopping me. I went overseas for the first time and got hella straight.
Got hella straight.
I can't go back to what I used to do. I can't hesitate. Stay all out my business.
My business.
My whole team trying to get it. Young nigga trying to ball like Pippen. Gotta know I'm out here living.
Yeah.
I wanna be just like Diddy.
Like Diddy.
So you cannot come and judge me.
Just me.
My whole team depend on me.
On me.
They'll go all the way from me.
I had to leave that hoe alone to get my mind right.
Leave that hoe alone to get my mind right.
I had to come up on a check to get my mind right.
Tryna get my mind right.
Hey,
look, pressure keep building to the ceiling, but I had to bust fight. Nigga, had to get to it. Young nigga had to prove it. Came up, nigga, from the switch. Had to get it out the mud.
TK and Cash, Mind Right. 6 minutes left remaining in the show. I see we got quite a few people on the phone lines. If, again, if you want to make a comment about the fate of Bobby Christina, the call-in number is 347-327-9526.
And shout-out to the listeners. Shout-out to y'all. But, again, like I said, people, it's a sad situation. I wonder how Bobby Brown is feeling. Do you feel like he has done his part as a father of being in her life like he's supposed to be? Do you think that, Tammy?
You know, I think he tried to be a part of her life, but, you know, I just think there was a lot of issues with the Houston family because you saw how he was treated at the funeral of Whitney Houston. They only wanted him to sit up in the front, and his other children, they wanted them to sit in the back. And he was like, forget this. I'm not going to cause a scene, you know. I'm just, if my family, the rest of my kids can't sit with me, I'm leaving. You know, and there was a lot of accusations. Go ahead, Ms. Kane.
Oh, I didn't want to cut you off. You can see me.
Yeah, and there was a lot of accusation about how, you know, that Bobby was the cause of Whitney's drug problem. So there was a lot of some hatred towards him about that as well. So
I'm pretty sure. I mean, he says that his relationship with Bobby Christina is good, but we don't even know really the whole deal because there was a lot of tension between his, you know, with the Houston family and the whole situation with Whitney.
I don't think, you know, we might run into overtime people. We might. I might go ahead and do that for y'all tonight. But I don't think that the relationship between him and Christina was, it was a strain. Because even on the reality show that they had, you could clearly see that the relationship between him and her was not peaches and cream. Like, she faults him for something. And I really feel like people, when somebody dies, you can't reach back out and say, hey, oh, let me show you I love you. Or, hey, I forgot to tell you, you know, how I really feel. You just can't. You have to do things in the time frame that you are given when someone is alive. And I don't think that Bobby Brown has put forth a whole bunch of effort. And let me tell you something. It's not to even go against him. It's just that sometimes, you know what I'm saying, we do have to let relationship kind of mend itself. And I don't know if he was giving Bobby Christina, you know what I'm saying, time enough to try to mend her feelings the way that she felt about him and whatever has went on between the two of them. I mainly think that it's because it might have been because of how she might have seen him do her mother. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
right.
You know, there's possibly that reason for tension. All I can say now is I'm glad that he is by her side. And can somebody please tell me, why the fuck is Tyler Perry at the girl bedside? Tyler Perry, you got too much shit to be trying to be concerned about motherfucking doing instead of being over there by the Christina bedside. Who is he? Is he the guy that? Who that is?
Well, you know, he was the one that paid for, from what I heard, he was the one that paid for the when they got, you know, when Whitney passed at the Beverly Hilton, he was the one that paid for her body to be flown back to Newark. He paid for all that, for the plane, for all the expenses to take her body back to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that did all of that. So I don't know if he and Sissy got together, because I know he was also friends with Dionne Warwick, too.
Uh-huh. I'm going to refrain from what I want to say because I might have to fuck around with Tyler Perry later on down in life. You know, he might, you know, blow a bitch up around here. I don't know. So I ain't going to say that. Hey, Tyler. But, you know, people, I don't want to drag on too much about this story, you know what I'm saying? But it's just shocking, and it's just sad. I mean, I don't really know what to fucking say. I just hope that the family be able to start trying to go get some help, and for the ones that still got problems and shit lingering on or whatever, they need to all get together and work it out. But I think the main problem was with Chrissy. I really do. And I really don't know. I don't know what to say because it's baffling right now. It really is very baffling to the point of, like, damn, what is it to say? In a way you feel sympathetic for her, and in a way you don't. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't. I mean, and I'm just saying for the ones that don't because they're like, well, she was out of control. You know, we in the media. We see every fucking thing that people be posting. And I ain't going to say everything but the majority of stuff. And I'm going to tell you something. We live in a world now where you can't even be who the fuck you want to be because people have a way of just tearing your ass down. You can't be this type of way, they're going to talk about you. You can't be that type of way, they're going to talk about you. Oh, she's not articulate enough, or she's not classy enough, or she's a thot, or she's a hood rat, or he's this, or he's that. So, you know what I'm saying? Some of the things I think that might have been going on with Christina is the backlash that she gets from social media. That could have played a part in it. Everybody want to throw blame, talking about the damn movie. Hell, people was talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Posting little stupid-ass pictures here and there. I mean,
you just can't blame the movie and Angela Bassett. She had a chance to be in the movie. And then there was something else they were talking about, Tammy, that Christina had said that, you know, by her being Whitney Houston's daughter, that basically she was able to gain a voice, like her vocals, like her singing and shit. Honey, I heard you sing, honey. No disrespect, Jesus. But girl, no ma'am. You did not have your mama's voice, baby. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep that shit all the way 100 with y'all. And I don't give a fuck who like it. That girl did not have a voice. I mean, she just don't. To me, she could. Thank you, Tammy, because I don't want to say nothing else. But y'all know where I'm coming from, goddammit. I don't need to keep talking about it. Y'all know. I watched the show, and when she was, you know, doing her little thing, talking about singing and shit, I'm listening at her, and I'm looking like, damn, you did not catch not even, like, you know, in the movie Players Club when Diamond had knocked Ronnie ass out. You was like, damn, did she even teach the bitch? Damn, did you even get a lick of this nigga, this woman's voice? Because, honey, you sound like your daddy when he was in the bottle.
That's so funny you were saying that because they was she was talking about, Bobby Christina was talking about that she wanted to make some music and get out there and start singing, but, you know.
She don't have the talent for it. Let's be honest. Let's stop putting people on fucking pedestals that don't need to be there, okay? Let's stop doing that. That's what's wrong with us now. We put people on a goddamn pedestal that don't need to be there. Yes, your mama was Queen Bee. Yes, she was. You can't follow in the footsteps of her. I mean, if you had it like that, it would have been discovered a long time ago, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so.
Now, I ain't trying to turn this show into nothing about bashing Bobby Christina because that's not where I'm going. I'm just saying, you know, personally, me, my own fucking opinion, and opinion is like assholes, everybody got one. I don't feel like she was lyrically as good as her mama. Not even lyrically. I don't feel like she was vocally as good as her mother. Nowhere close to it. So, I don't know. Shit. People, pray for them. Pray for the family. I don't know what else to say about it, but I'm going to just keep watch on this story and hopefully, you know, it is what it is. I don't know what's going to be the outcome. I can't even try to give y'all a prediction. Tammy, what's your closing remarks?
I just hope that, you know, all we can do is just pray for the family, just hopefully some kind of miracle will come out of this because, you know, she's only 21 and she just, it's just sad that, you know, almost 3 years to the date where, mm-hmm. you know, you know, with her mother and her, the similarities, it's really scary.
I just think that she was lost and she was troubled. And she should have been in counseling. And I don't even know if counseling would have helped, but I'm just going to throw that out there and say maybe if she would have been in counseling, we might have seen a different type of outcome. I wish the best to her family. Like I said, if she does pull through, it will be because it's not her time to leave him. And it is what it is. Tammy, do you have a Whitney Houston song for us to leave the listeners?
Yes, that's the classic from the Bodyguard soundtrack, I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
And dedicate that to Christina Brown.
Should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
All right, that's all we got for y'all, people. Appreciate the love and the support, and we'll see y'all back here probably in another month. Good night, co-host.
All right.
Good night, Miss Kane. Good night, everyone.